Chapter 8. A Room Full of Animals. That night, Mary lay in bed and made plans for the next day. I'll work in the garden with Dickon, she thought. And then, I think I'll go and see Colin. He didn't mean to be unkind. He threw his pillow at me because he is ill and unhappy. Mary was tired after her busy day, and she soon fell asleep. In the middle of the night, she was woken by terrible screams. Then she heard running footsteps. It's Colin, she thought. She put her hands over her ears. Why doesn't someone stop him? The door opened and Colin's nurse came in. Her face was very pale. Oh, will you come, Miss Mary? Master Colin won't talk to anyone else. Mary ran down the corridors to Colin's room. Colin was curled up in bed, screaming and beating the pillow with his fists. Mrs. Medlock and Martha were watching him in silence. Stop it! Shouted Mary. Stop that at once! Colin was surprised that someone could be cross with him, and he stopped. He stared at Mary, his face red with anger. If you scream again, Mary went on, I will scream louder.
I can't stop.
You can. You're not as ill as you think. You're just bad-tempered. All you need is fresh air and something new to think about. Tears ran down Colin's face, but he didn't scream again.
Will you take me outside?
He whispered.
You and Dickon. I would really like to meet him and his animals.
The nurse tidied Colin's bed and brought him some milk. Colin said quietly to Mary,
Have you found the way into that garden yet?
I have, Mary replied.
Mary talked softly about the roses and the daffodils and the snowdrops and the robin until Colin fell asleep. In the morning, Mary and Dickon worked in the secret garden. Dickon had brought two squirrels with him and they liked to sit on his shoulders. While they were working, Mary told Dickon about Colin. Then she said,
I've got an idea. You could take some of your animals to see him. Then, when more flowers are out and there are more leaves on the trees, we'll bring him to the secret garden.
After Colin's night of screaming, Dr. Craven came to see him.
How is he this morning?
He asked Mrs. Medlock when he arrived.
Well, sir, you won't believe it, but Miss Mary went to his room and shouted at him. She told him to stop screaming. And he did. This morning, she's with him again. He's been as good as gold.
From outside Colin's door, Dr. Craven heard happy voices. When he went into the room, Colin and Mary were looking at a book about plants and laughing together.
I'm sorry to hear you were ill last night, Colin, said Dr. Craven.
I'm much better now. I'm going outside soon. I want some fresh air.
Dr. Craven stared at him. Colin hated fresh air. Then he said,
You must choose a fine day, then you must not get too tired. And, of course, your nurse must go with you.
Not my nurse. My cousin Mary will come with me. And we know a boy who will push my carriage.
He must be a strong, sensible boy. And he must be someone I know.
It's Dickon, said Mary.
Dr. Craven smiled.
Oh, you will be quite safe with Dickon, he said.
Mary and Colin were eating breakfast.
Listen, said Mary, and held up her hand. Did you hear that? I think I can hear a lamb bleating, said Colin. He's coming! Dickon's coming!
Then Martha opened the door and said, "Dickon's here, Master Colin, with his animals." Dickon came in. He was smiling his widest smile. A lamb was in his arms, and Captain the Fox Cub was by his side. Soot the Crow sat on his right shoulder, and one of the squirrels sat on his left shoulder. The other squirrel was in his pocket. Colin stared and stared. He had never met another boy before. Dickon walked over and put the lamb in Colin's arms. The lamb started to push at Colin with his soft little nose.
"What's he doing?"
Colin asked. Dickon took out a feeding bottle full of milk.
"He's thirsty,"
he told Colin. "Give him some of this." While Colin was feeding the lamb, Dickon told them how he had found him on the moor, all alone because his mother had died. Soot flew in and out of the open window, and the squirrels ran up and down the tree trunks outside. Captain, the fox cub, lay at Dickon's feet. When the lamb was asleep, Colin and Mary showed Dickon the book about plants. He knew all their names.
"I'm going to see those plants," cried Colin. "I'm going to see the secret garden."